Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Hunter Hendricks, and I am the general manager of Cape Championship Wrestling. This Saturday, September 24th, CCW presents Best of the Best at the Osage Center beginning at 7 o'clock with six incredible matches, including Hollister O versus CJ Shine. The Pinnacle in action as Drop Dead Dale Wilde faces the Fury Jason Vaughn. Farmer Billy Hills goes one-on-one with Sexy Sarge O'Reilly. The I Quit match to decide it all, Little Bit versus Diamond Doll. The Missouri Wrestling Revival Championship on the line between Brandon Espinosa, the champion, and his challenger Ace Hawkins. And of course, in our main event, it's a no disqualifications match as CCW champion Brandon Barbwire goes head to head with the best of the best, Austin Lane. If Austin wins, he becomes the number one contender to the CCW title. If Brandon wins, he becomes the best of the best. And of course, Jeff O'Dell will be in Brandon's corner, but Psycho will be in Austin Lane's, the hardcore icon himself. Get your tickets now at capewrestling.com. And the following contest is scheduled for one fall. This is the preview for CCW Presents Best of the Best, and this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Thank you to Cape Championship Wrestling General Manager and former Podzilla 1985 Pro Wrestling Unscripted co-host Hunter Hendricks there at the beginning, going over the card and announcing this week's Cape Championship Wrestling Best of the Best show. That is this Saturday, September 24th at the Osage Arena here in Cape Girardeau. If I'm slurring my speech a little bit, it's because we just did a show. Now we're doing another show, and it feels unnatural.
Kayfabe, this is on Thursday. We recorded it on Thursday.
Shut up, Dalton.
All right.
Don't treat our fans like idiots. We're not the Pinnacle.
You're not wrong.
I'm kidding. They don't have fans.
Oh!
Hey, Shannon Young here with you again, along with Dalton Anthony, Ali Abair, Asa Gray, the five-star man.
Five.
Every time. Every time, and it has to be said exactly like that. And we are here to preview of Cape Championship Wrestling, Best of the Best. If you're wondering why we're devoting an entire show to a local show, let me explain why. We are based in Cape Girardeau. That is our hometown. That's where we all live. And Cape Championship Wrestling has opened up a couple of months ago, and we've been to a couple of their shows, and it's amazing. They've got their next show this Saturday, and we wanted to do a special show for them because we want to draw as much attention to it as we possibly can because it is such a good time. We had so much fun at the last few. And that's what we're here to do tonight. We're going to preview the matches. We've got some interviews with some of the wrestlers. It's going to be a good time. Let's dive into this real quick, Dalton and Allie and Asa, with, as I've dubbed it, in brief, the story thus far.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay.
I will say I didn't go to the show at Comic-Con. I was unable to attend. That was technically their first show, but their first official show was at the Osage Arena back in August?
Yep.
Yes.
No.
No, it was August.
No. It was July.
No.
It was July because August was their homecoming
was July.
Show.
That's right. Yeah. July.
So their first show that we attended, the first technical show, was in July. Allie and I and Tanner attended.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And here's what's happened. If you need to catch up on what's going on with CCW, their world champion is a little man named Brandon Barbwire. Brandon Barbwire was in a tournament with three other guys, Farmer Billy Hills, of Jason the Fury Vaughn, and Sarge O'Reilly, Sexy Sarge.
Yep.
And during this tournament, the final matches, it was Brandon Barbwire versus Farmer Billy Hills for the Cape Championship Wrestling title. And what happened is Brandon Barbwire won after he got me to chant that Billy Hill sucks, by the way.
Again, I don't know why you're so salty about it. As much as I don't like him, he isn't wrong. Billy Hills does suck.
Yes, but I don't like being played. I don't like that any played me. Brandon Barbwire is a genius. I'm lying to him to make him feel better.
But he didn't lie to you.
Okay, touche. In the main event of that show, Brandon Barbwire beat Farmer Billy Hills and was almost jumped by what we later found out was the Pinnacle, led by snake oil salesman Jeff O'Dell, who, Asa, you have a special gift for.
I do. I have a present for Jeff O'Dell.
You have a present for Jeff O'Dell that you will give him this Saturday.
Yes.
At Best of the Best. Brandon Barbwire won that match. He was almost jumped. Jason Vaughn came out to help him. What happened? Brandon Barbed Wire turned on him, was aligned with Jeff Odell the entire time, and the Binnacle put a beat down on Jason Vaughn. GM Hunter Hendricks set up the next show, which is the one that we all went to, which was Homecoming, which was a fantastic show, by the way. And at that show, Brandon Barbed Wire, well, first off, I believe Billy Hills was set to fight Jason Vaughn. But something happened. We're not sure what happened exactly, but a mystery truck. Who drove the truck? We don't know.
It was Billy Hills. This isn't the Rikishi bit. It was Billy Hills. He came out of the truck right after it. Oh, I'm sorry. I have this phone I don't know how to use. That's literally the bit. Oh, God. Oh, I hate Billy Hills.
Did he do it for The Rock?
No.
He did it for the Odell. That's the problem.
He did it in front of the real guy from Little Rock.
Jason Vaughn was out, and at the next show, Billy Hills fought Espinoza.
Mm-hmm.
And
got whipped.
And got a whooping, is what he got. Billy Hills got a whooping. But more importantly, Brandon Barbed Wire fought Jake Durden, Dirty Jake Durden, for the title, and through shenanigans, once again came out as world champion. And then in the main event, when Ricochet, King Ricochet, one of the great indie wrestlers of our time, fought Austin Lane, who I was unfamiliar with, and has become one of my favorites of all time because the dude was awesome.
Yeah.
They put on a fantastic match. After the match, the Pinnacle attacked of Austin Lane. Ricochet came in for the save. Hunter Hendricks set up the match not long after. Brandon Barbed Wire versus, well, technically it was Brandon Barbed Wire versus Too Tough Tony.
Was supposed to be the original match.
Was the original match.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, Too Tough Tony could not attend. Brandon Barbed Wire is now fighting Austin Lane. And if Austin Lane wins, he becomes the number one contender to the CCW title. If Brandon Barbed Wire wins, he becomes the best of the best.
He gets Austin Lane's nickname. Also worth noting is that that match is going to be a no disqualifications match.
Because?
Austin Lane is, or well, Brandon Barbed Wire is going to have Jeff Odell in his corner.
Of course. Guaranteed. And the rest of the Pinnacle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll be floating around somewhere.
Except for Sexy Sarge. Because Sexy Sarge...
Saw the light.
Was turned...
Listening off of that beautiful body of his.
Betrayed. Betrayed by Jeff Odell. And in a moment of complete stupidity from a man who has a very good taste in shirts, sent Drop Dead Dale Wilde out to attack Sexy Sarge, boot him out of the Pinnacle. Sarge had some choice words for him and some choice hand gestures after that we cannot repeat.
Because mostly this is, because you can't see them.
Yeah. And this is a kid-friendly show. That's what I try to be. And he is out of Pinnacle. He is going to fight Farmer Billy Hills at this show.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a loaded card. A lot of storylines are playing out. These guys are not fans of each other. The Pinnacle is all over this thing, and we want to see the Pinnacle lose.
And then Jeff Odell in the corner of Brandon Barbaro, Austin Lane is going to have the hardcore legend
Psycho.
To kind of even the odds.
I watched a video of Psycho, and he lives up to his name.
And so does Austin Lane.
What is his nickname,
Don? No, because Austin Lane is from pillar to post and rope to rope, the best of the best.
Yes.
Now, see, the only thing that Brandon Barbed Wire can say is the best of the best, which is really impressive because the man talks for an hour at a time.
I'm curious to see how he stretches out best of the best into 40 minutes.
Yeah. It was a Q&A. Unfortunately for us, it was too much A.
Q&A is better spelling than Billy Hills ever did.
That's not saying much.
Is that a joke?
I don't
know. It's a statement.
Get it.
He knows two letters. And unfortunately, he thinks Q goes before A. Because the alphabet.
I know.
Okay. Allie, we were at the first show together.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
And you could not attend the second show.
I could not.
Unfortunately. And you missed a great show because as good as the first one was, the second one was even better. Mm. It was the most fun I've ever had at a live event by far.
Oh, yeah.
Probably some of the most fun I've ever had in wrestling at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to the big shows. I've been to a Raw and SmackDown taping, which was pretty awesome. Oh, no, it was live. The Raw was live, SmackDown was taped. And it was pretty awesome. But when you're in a crowd of 40,000 and you're there and they don't care.
Right.
Like, the wrestlers care because they have to, but it's a whole different level of being in an intimate place with fans that are so passionate about what they're seeing in the ring. And that the wrestlers are responding and being just as passionate about the fans.
The actual interaction that's there that you just don't get unless you're in the actual first row of one of those, one of the big shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that even then, it pretty much has to be a house show because everything that they do for like the TV and pay-per-views is on tape.
Yeah,
it's for television, so they can't have those smaller intimate moments with the people just right there because it's not going to get picked up. Whereas at these kind of smaller shows, it's so much easier because even just Jake Durden doing the "I'm gonna kill you"
after we chanted
because
it at him.
Everyone else could hear what we were saying. Yeah. So
that was amazing. And the crowd, as nice as it was at the first show, and I thought the first show, the only thing I didn't like about that show, honestly, and Allie will back me up on this, was how quiet the crowd was.
Yeah.
Because I think they were very unfamiliar with some of the people that were in the ring. Mm-hmm. And also, I just didn't think it reached that hardcore audience yet. It was still very much people going, oh, wrestling's coming to town?
Let's see what it is.
Let's go see what it is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them weren't wrestling fans, I don't think. Or at least they weren't hardcore wrestling fans. But the second show that we went to, man, that crowd was pumped. Everybody was having a great time. Jelly was there. He was getting in Brandon's face. Or, no, Billy Hill's face. I think he was waiting for him in the parking lot.
Are you ever going to fight that guy?
He didn't have time. Always.
I heard he was at the Kmart and asked for him, and the dude just never showed up.
Well, he's not going to waste his time waiting for him that entirely. The last show was amazing. I cannot wait for this one. Again, it is going to be this Saturday, September 24th, at the Osage Arena. Show starts at 7. Tickets are still available. If you haven't gotten them, just get them. Just get the tickets.
Good job.
Just buy the damn tickets.
Just go to the beginning and listen to where to go to get them.
Yes. So let's jump into this card real quick. We're going in the order that they have laid out on the poster, mm-hmm. that amazing poster they put out. The very first match, Drop Dead Dale Wilde versus Jason Vaughn. I admit to having a slight bit of confusion. I feel that Jason Vaughn would want to get his hands on Farmer Billy Hills after his truck somehow hit him.
Mm-hmm. I have to assume
this is, reports that Billy Hills drove.
I have to assume that this is some sort of a finagling that Jeff O'Dell managed to get.
I imagine that too.
Because again, it's, you know, you have to assume that Sarge wants to get his hands on Drop Dead
Dale Wilde. Well, nobody really wants to get their hands on Drop Dead Dale Wilde. I keep saying we all hope he lives up to his name soon.
I just hope he starts coming out to Macklemore's thrift shop. That is the ugliest robe.
I want to know how many,
Are we just going to keep riffing on this? All right.
Yeah. Do the Chappelle joke because I don't remember it at this point.
Oh, how many squirrels must die for him to look fly? I yelled that at the last show.
So I have to assume it's some sort of Jeff O'Dell shenanigans.
Yeah. Well, of course it is.
Not letting Jason or Sarge get their hands on who they rightly deserve to, but.
You know who I feel bad for? Dale Wilde. One, because he looks the way he does, but that's unimportant. It's because Jason Vaughn, I truly believe, is going to be out for blood.
Yeah.
You know, the last time I got hit with a truck, the guy that hit me regretted it immediately. And I can't help but feel that Jason Vaughn is going to take his aggression out on Drop Dead Dale Wilde, and he's going to mess up that pretty face.
Oh, he put
I'm
air
lying,
cards, sorry.
I'm lying to him to make him feel better.
Still funny.
That is Pinnacle match number one, because Dale Wilde is the newest member of the Pinnacle after knocking out Sexy Sarge. Mm-hmm. You can't help but wonder if Sarge is going to get involved in this match.
And God, I wish that was the only Pinnacle match we had.
Unfortunately, it is not, my friend. But maybe it's the first appearance by Sexy Sarge.
See, I
close personal friend. Celebrity.
I bought his shirt.
I put money in his underwear.
You did. That money went towards my shirt.
It did.
Also, just real quick, for anyone who is planning on attending the show and
bring
wants
cash.
To support the wrestlers, bring cash. We didn't know that it was pretty much cash only. And I don't know about the Osage Center, but the arena building did not have an ATM.
Same, because when Allie and I were at the first show, we didn't have money to buy anything either.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have cash. And I really regretted it because it was my first show seeing these guys. So I was very leery about, like, I don't know if I want to spend money on this. Mm-hmm. But at the second show, after seeing the first show, I was very much like, I want to buy everything.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we didn't have cash.
Right.
So definitely bring cash.
Yeah. So bring cash to support whoever is wrestling. Definitely Sarge. I bought a Sexy Sarge shirt. Didn't buy any Billy Hills merch.
I was going to ask you, what is the one merch you probably won't buy?
No Billy Hills merch.
No Billy Hills merch?
No. He's going to come out and try to make us.
What a loud jackass. Speaking of Billy Hills, by the way, Drop Dead Dale Wilde will soon be called Rest in Peace Dale Wilde after Jason Vaughn tears his face off. Farmer Billy Hills versus Sexy Sarge O'Reilly. Can it get any Beauty and the Beast right here? It's Sexy versus Hog Farmer. I don't like Farmer Billy Hills. He looks like he smells.
He looks like he smells.
And he smells like he looks.
I think the most fun I had at the last show and the first show, because at the very first show, me and Allie and Tanner were together, and I kept trying to throw chants and catchphrases out there. But since the crowd was so quiet at that show, mm-hmm. I felt so awkward. People kept looking at me like I'm not supposed to be excited at a wrestling show. But I did mention, I yelled out, "Is that your sister or your wife?" To Sarah and Billy Hill's wife or sister. I missed him having confirmed.
Porcano los dos.
Oh, he doesn't like that speak.
That means, and for those who don't know, that does mean why not both?
Sarah looked back and was like, "Who said that?" And I pointed at Tanner.
Well, and then the second show, we got a full-on "That's your sister" chant going after.
And Jeff O'Dell, I remember him just yelling out, "You're sick! You're all sick!"
He's not wrong.
And that was my favorite moment of that show.
Oh, they're not going to like us this show.
The best one was you having a good night and throwing his hands up.
Adele couldn't say anything because he was not having a good night. And he's really not going to have a good night tonight because Sarge, again, I can't help but feel Sarge is going to go ham on Billy Hills.
Right.
And I feel like if Billy Hills is excited about anything at the show, it's ham.
And
sure to pack a black shirt and tie because it's not going to be pretty for you,
Adele. Because Sarge is going to go after all of the Pinnacle.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure Dale is the one that he's really gotten his crosshairs, but he's got to be excited to get his hands on any of those guys.
Because he was betrayed by the Pinnacle, and it wasn't even his fault. What happened is that Sarge,
Jeff O'Dell tried to cheat. He tried to hand him the chain. Sarge didn't want to use it.
Sarge was going to put on a porn star dancing expose, was rudely interrupted by Hollis.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Hollis is awesome.
Hollis Rowe was great.
Yeah, he's the best.
Huge fan.
Sarge and Hollis had a great match, and then Sarge had it under control. He was doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff O'Dell tried to give him a chain to cheat. Sarge said, "No, I don't want it. I can beat him on my own."
Mm-hmm.
And then O'Dell tripped Sarge off the rope. Hollis won, and then Jeff O'Dell booted him out.
And
because
Wild
clearly it's
and...
Sarge's fault.
Right, that he tripped him.
When what Jeff O'Dell doesn't realize is that Sexy Sarge O'Reilly was the Pinnacle. He's the reason I came back to that second show, because I had so much fun with Sexy Sarge at the first show. I met him during the break, and he was funny. He is that character.
Yeah.
By the way, he is a character, and he is just, I love Sexy Sarge so much. I put money down his underwear.
I'm going to be wearing that shirt.
I joked on the last show. No, I can't make that joke. Nope. No, I can't say that one. Sarge O'Reilly, who do you got in this one? I'm curious. Because for what I've said about Billy Hills, I've got to give credit where credit is due. Billy Hills is a big guy, and he's a tough guy. He took a pounding from Espinoza at the last show and gave as good as he got.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Hills is a tough SOB. So as much as I love Sarge, I worry that he might be in trouble because Billy Hills is not a slouch. He's not someone to take lying down. That would be Sarah.
Wow.
Yeah, nope.
Too much? Too far? Okay.
A little bit.
All right. Just tell me where to steer the train, and I'll.
I want to say that Sarge's experience is going to pay off. Like you said, there's
Sarge wrestles a hard style.
Yeah, you. you love it when Sarge does it.
Needs to be his next shirt.
So Billy, absolutely, Billy is not someone to just kind of look past and underestimate at all. But I think Sarge has the experience, and that's going to give him the edge.
I do, but Billy is wired. In fact, we actually have a piece of audio that Billy sent us for the show that he wanted to say to the fans out there. So we're going to play that right now for Farmer Billy Hills about his match this weekend with Sexy Sarge O'Reilly.
Hello to all of you turds out there listening to this little broadcast. This is your favorite bad guy, CCW's own Farmer Billy Hills, coming at you, giving you the gift of my voice and also a couple of promises for this coming show this Saturday, the 24th, at the Osage Center in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Promise number 1, I will finally rid the wrestling business of that out-of-date milk jug, Sarge O'Reilly. Promise number 2, that at all costs, your champ at the end of the night will still be the best of the best, Brandon Barbed Wire. We are the pinnacle. You either get down or we put you down.
Why did he have to call us turds?
Yeah.
Like,
what do you expect from a farmer?
Yeah.
He's not highbrow.
And you know what? But I will say, he was absolutely correct. Because I can 100% guarantee that Austin, or that Brandon Barbwire is going to leave Saturday as the CCW champion because his match is not for the title.
Again, what do you expect from a farmer? I actually got an argument with Billy Hills online. One, I was surprised he knew how to use online. And when I called him out.
He's got all those AOL cards.
When I called him out on his stupidity, his response was, I'm a redneck. What do you expect?
Well, at least he's aware of his gimmick.
Next match, it's an I Quit match, and it's the rubber match, Little Bit versus Diamond Doll. Mm-hmm. They fought for the first time at the show. Allie and I attended, and Little Bit was, by the way, very over with this crowd. Her family was in the front row, and she won that match. Of course, Diamond Doll, who I have to admit I'm a fan of personally. No offense. Diamond Doll attacked Little Bit in front of her family, mm-hmm. which was rough. At the second match was at Homecoming, when in a surprise turn of events, Diamond Doll came out because the person that she was supposed to fight couldn't make it.
Yeah,
so Diamond Doll won that one and again attacked her. Just mm-hmm. been laying a beat down on. So this is the rubber match between the two. It's an I Quit match, Little Bit versus Diamond Doll.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can just get through this match without anyone in the crowd going, ow! Or making references to the women, I will appreciate
it. And that's the thing. That was the whole, like, what's the worst part about being a wrestling fan? The wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Because they did get some comments and jeers that, and this is coming from the people who led the That's Your Sister chant.
Yeah.
And we're saying that this was inappropriate.
You're welcome.
If we said you're going too far, you're really going too far.
Yeah.
And I know that because I'm Mr. Going Too Far.
100.
100 times. I don't have nothing else to say about that match other than Little Bit's really little. And I think that ties into her name.
Do you think?
I think, you know, honestly, and I'm going to give actual thought here. I think Diamond Doll's going to win the rubber match.
I
think she's gotten under her skin enough. I think she has her number.
I think so, too. And Diamond Doll's also bigger. And that's going to go a long way in an I Quit match because she can definitely lock her up and hurt her.
Yeah.
So I don't think Little Bit has much of a chance.
I wouldn't say that. I definitely don't think.
If the match ends fast, Little Bit won. If the match goes long, it has to be Diamond Doll. You have to give that size advantage to her.
It's definitely speed versus power.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's power.
She gets the size advantage, but I kind of think that Diamond Doll is going to be is underestimating a little bit. Because even though she lost that first match, she got the upper hand afterwards.
Yeah.
And even the second match, she then
won, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some shenanigans.
Yeah.
I won't say too
so,
much.
So, I mean, I kind of think Diamond Doll might be taking her too lightly.
Allie, what do you think about the as the designated woman on the panel, who do you like in this match?
She was elected to the position.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was close. It was almost you.
It was almost Sexy Sarge.
Oh.
This gets too sexy.
No one would have voted against that.
No. Who do you like?
Well, let's see if I don't get interrupted again. I couldn't see the second match, so I only have one match to go off of.
Yeah.
But I do. Little Bit wasn't my favorite. It wasn't huge. It just didn't. I preferred Diamond Doll.
So you like Diamond Doll better?
Yeah. I think there's going to be.
Even though I like
be,
Diamond Doll better?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
That has nothing to do with my opinion.
So you like Diamond Doll?
Yeah.
All right. Well, third match in the series. I think they're going for best of seven.
Please don't do one at a house ship.
Oh. Wait a minute. All of a sudden, Clash of Champions. We have a special attraction match.
That'd be the coolest.
Up next, Hollis versus CJ Shine. Now, CJ Shine, you didn't get to see him at the last show.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and he fought
Kazima.
And that was a really good match. That was the opening
yeah.
match, I believe, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. And that was a fantastic match. And CJ Shine, he came out to Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
And that was my other favorite moment of the night is after after CJ lost in a very good match, and I yelled, I guess Funk didn't give it to him. I thought it was funny.
I like your sting tattoo.
But I got to give this one to Hollis because Hollis is beast.
Hollis was awesome.
He fought Danny Vega at the first one, and I wish Danny Vega was back because I really like that guy.
Wait a minute, what's Hollis's record at CCW?
1-1.
Oh, he lost.
He lost to Danny Vega. And then I feel bad because at that show, he comes out, he had the vest on, he had the cigar, and I said, oh, it's Black Stone Cold. I didn't know him at the time. And
because
then
Stone Cold famous for his cigars.
For his cigar chomping and his skin color. And then, And then Danny Vega puts on Hollis's jacket or his vest, and I yelled out, you look better in it. And Danny looks over and goes, hey, thanks. Sorry, Hollis. I didn't know how great you were. I did meet him backstage as well, during the intermission of the first show. And very soft-spoken guy. Yeah. That's what surprised me. He's so soft-spoken, but then he gets in the ring, and he's so good.
Yeah, he really is. That was the other piece of merch. I bought 2 pieces of merch, which I actually... So Cody, you get something on me, because he paid for my Hollis print that he signed.
And Hollis also, I think it's important to mention, shout-out to him, because he did something very cool.
Yeah.
He actually did a guest appearance on Monday Night Raw a couple of weeks ago as one of the Old Day.
Yep.
So
was he the one? Yeah, he got the best spot. He was the one that hit the ropes and then bounced back. Wasn't
he was.
Yeah, that was the best. That was great.
One of the worst segments in Raw history.
But he was the shining moment.
He was one of the shining moments in that. I think Hollis is going to take this because
I do too.
Because he's that good. CJ Shine was really good, but Hollis was just fantastic. And I'm really excited to see where Hollis goes. I see him as a contender to that title eventually.
And momentum is definitely on Hollis's side because he won.
He beat Sexy Sarge.
He beat Sexy Sarge last time, whereas Shine had lost his match.
Yeah.
So he's got the momentum working for him. And I mean, I'd give it to Hollis.
And we're all Hollis fans, I think.
Yeah.
So CJ Shine's going to have to shine a little bit brighter for us to be fans of him.
Pick a different song.
What's wrong with that song?
Pick a different song.
What should be a song next time? You're so smart.
I don't know, just not Uptown Funk.
Maybe Downtown?
No, I think any Macklemore.
Uptown or Downtown? Which one?
I'm going to go Downtown, but I think I really think that Macklemore should be reserved for Dale, and it should be Thrift Shop. Because that is the ugliest robe of all time.
Give it a couple years, and Macklemore will probably be rapping CJ Shine down in the ring at some point. I like Macklemore.
I don't get it.
For the Missouri Wrestling Revival Championship, Brandon Espy Espinoza versus Ace Hawkins. I've not seen Ace Hawkins wrestle, but apparently he has put in appearances on on Raw, I believe, against Braun Strowman. So
really?
So if he has fought Braun Strowman, and I believe that's who Hunter told me, because they actually posted a picture of him in the ring with him. If he can take on Braun Strowman, then he can maybe do something against Brandon Espy Espinoza. We saw Espy fight we saw Espy fight Billy Hills at the last show, and my God, does Espinoza hit hard.
Ooh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah.
Good luck, Ace Hawkins. Because Espinoza, Allie, this was probably the roughest match on that show because Espinoza hits and kicks like a Mack truck. I mean, that guy is violent.
Also, it looks like Ace Hawkins was part of the tag teams that would wrestle Ryback.
Ryback, not Braun
Strowman.
Fight, Strowman or Ryback?
Ryback.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because I could outrun him. He'll actually injure you.
Yeah, but I could feel like I could actually outrun Ryback.
Or just throw some supplements at him.
Whereas I'm pretty sure, I could outrun Ryback. Whereas Strowman, I'm pretty sure I would think I got away, but then I turn around and he'd just appear there and smoke.
Because
he's basically a horror monster.
He's Jason.
He's a horror movie monster.
Yeah, he's Jason style. Okay, Ace Hawkins, if you can stand up to Ryback, because he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And Ace is a little guy compared to him. Hey, but Espinoza is such a violent fighter. I feel bad for Ace Hawkins.
I don't know. I haven't seen Ace Hawkins.
That's one of the two
being
title
able
matches
to see
for
being
the
able
show.
To see.
Well, no, the only title match on the show.
Yeah,
I've got Billy Hill syndrome, and I forgot that the main event is not about that. Espinoza versus Hawkins. Dalton, who you got in that one? Because you saw Espinoza wrestle, you see how hard that dude hits.
Sorry, Ace Hawkins. I think Espy's going to be putting it up.
Asa, you agree with
that? Yeah, I gotta go with Espy.
I mean, the dude's a champion. You don't get up there unless you don't get to be champion unless you've done something to earn that championship.
Which I mean, but to be
said, unless you're Brandon Barbwire.
But at the same time, I mean, Ace Hawkins is getting a chance at the championship. So
and Ace Hawkins has been on WWE TV.
And if you ask Billie Kay, that means you're a big deal.
Yeah,
she was on SmackDown a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Main event of the night. This is the one we've been building toward. This is the one we all have a personal Okay, we have a personal interest in Sexy Sarge O'Reilly's match just because we love Sexy Sarge so much. But we have a very personal interest in this because Brandon Barbed Wire, the CCW champion, not only is he the champion, he's also a loudmouth, and he has picked a fight with Podzilla 1985 as a whole. And I'm proud to say, Brandon, in case you didn't hear it on last week's show, Podzilla 1985 is going to be in the front row. Not only are we going to be in the front row, I'm going to wear a suit. And I'm going to...
I don't know if you're going to do that, because remember how hot you were?
Oh, that's true. Brandon Barbour, I'm going to be in the front row and a wife beater. And Ace has got a gift for Jeff O'Dell.
I do. And I'm so excited for it.
And I have a gift for you, Brandon. It's an open hand slap if you get too close. Ace is telling me no.
Basically,
we gotta
just
stop with the actual violence against the wrestlers, because there are the idiots that actually think it's real.
Hashtag jelly. Anyway, so look for look for the dude in the suit, the guy with the gift, and the
I'm not gonna wear a suit. It's way too hot for that.
All right, so look for the guy with the gift and the kid with the stupid hat, and then you found Podzilla in 1985.
Hard to miss, because in all actuality, we'll be in the front row together, and at least four of us are huge. That's not a joke. At least four of us are huge. So I joke about slapping Brandon Barbed Wire. I would never do that, but I also don't think the opportunity is going to arise, because I don't think he's going to be stupid enough to come anywhere near our section, especially when Austin Lane is standing behind him and Brandon has everything to lose in this match. Because if he loses this match,
he's got to fight him again.
And he's going to fight him for the title next time.
And he's going to lose.
And if Brandon Barbed Wire spends any time jawing with us instead of looking out for this psycho guy, then he's as dumb as we think
and,
he is.
And that's something that I don't think he's really taken into account.
I don't think he has
Because I will say, like, in that Q&A that he did that we give him crap for, like, I will say that was really entertaining. Like, he did, and he answered questions.
Again, you gotta give the devil his due. Brandon Barbed Wire is a smart champion, and he's putting the work in.
And in that Q&A, he mentioned that, you know, wrestling someone like Dirty Jake Durden, and then going up against someone like Austin Lane, like, he's definitely has to change up his strategies.
Yeah.
So, but what I don't think he's going to factor in, what he's going to factor in is, one, having Psycho at ringside, and two, we're going to be just so vocal.
We're going to...
It's
going to
be real hard for him to tune us out, as well as trying to have whatever Jeff O'Dell's trying to put in his ear, plus Psycho on the outside,
plus
and then
Austin Lane's...
and then having to wrestle the best of the best, Austin Lane.
Speaking of the best, Austin Lane, he also spoke with us and wanted to talk a little bit about his match and what's going on this Saturday. So we're going to throw you to that real quick. This is the best. Dalton, you went do the introduction.
This is from Pillar Post.
Well, Asa, you do the introduction.
From Pillar to Post, from Rope to Rope, the best of the best, Austin Lane.
At CCW Homecoming, I stepped to the ring with Ricochet, one of the best in the world, and we tore the house down. We put on a match that people will never forget. And I showed the world that I am what I say I am. I am from pillar to post and rope to rope, the best of the best inside a wrestling ring or on a microphone. See, Brandon Barbed Wire and the rest of the naysayers will say that Austin Lane can't win the big one. That I can put on great matches, but I just can't come out the victor. So there's a bit of advice I'm going to give you. There's four bits of advice that you can count on. You can take it to the bank and cash it. One, Father Time catches up with everyone. Two, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, like the feeling of marrying your best friend. Three, never, ever allow Vigo the Carpathian to babysit your child. And four, don't bet against Austin Lane. See, this Saturday night, Cape Championship Wrestling presents Best of the Best. I step in the ring with Brandon Barbed Wire, the CCW Heavyweight Champion, in a no disqualification match, where if I win, I become the number one contender and get a title shot. If I lose, he takes my nickname. He becomes the Best of the Best, Brandon Barbed Wire. See, the thing is, Brandon, what you don't realize, see, you wonder why I asked for the match to be no disqualification, knowing that the pinnacle is just right around the corner. That's the point. See, this way I could see them coming instead of them attacking me from behind. I know they're coming. That's why I have an insurance policy in the hardcore icon, Psycho.
I just had a really weird epiphany while listening to that. Brandon Barbed Wire is the Ditto of wrestling, because during his championship match with Durden, he decided he wanted to fight dirty by cheating with a belt. You guys call it smart, I call it cheating, and now he wants to steal the Best of the Best moniker. Like, he just needs to find his own identity.
Plus, he has that stupid face.
You're not wrong.
Speaking of Brandon Barbed Wire, and this will surprise you, he also had something to say.
Oh my God, is this going to be a 2-hour show?
I've edited it down to about a minute. When he sent this in originally, one, I didn't appreciate the letter that came with it. two, it was about 4 hours long. Maybe we'll release a director's cut someday.
And I will say too, speaking of editing, the Facebook kind of messed up Austin Lane's bit, so it kind of ended a little bit abruptly.
Yeah. Blame Facebook for that.
Yeah.
Blame Facebook. Facebook sucks. Here's Brandon Barbwire. For whatever reason, we're playing this. Hey, we're journalists. We have to be unbiased.
Wink.
Brandon, go ahead.
This Saturday night, the Barbed Wire Bandwagon's rolling into the Osage Center Arena in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I'm going to take Austin Lane, and I'm going to beat the hell out of him. Austin, make no mistake, you are not the best of the best. And you will not be the best of the best until you beat the CCW Heavyweight Champion, Brandon Barbed Wire. You are great in that ring. I do not deny it. I've been saying it from day one. But you are not now, nor have you ever been better than me. After Saturday night, Austin, the so-called best of the best is going to get beat like all the rest. And when it's all said and done, you are going to call me hashtag the best of the best, Brandon Barbwire. Hashtag long live the champ.
What is this wee business you talk about? I genuinely do not like this guy.
I don't think there's a single person at this table that likes the guy. And I know Hunter doesn't like the guy because he won't give Hunter any peace.
No.
Brandon Barbwire, I guess he gets real bored in between the shows and chooses to exercise his right to freedom of speech because the man is relentless online.
Also, does he think that a promo is Instagram? Because he puts like 20 hashtags at the end of the promo. Like, does he realize that's like a type only thing?
Also, does he realize that he's really not going to have a good night?
No.
I think the only person that's going to have a worse night than him is Jeff O'Dell. Because Jeff O'Dell is looking at, other than your gift, Asa.
My gift is going to be the highlight.
It's going to be the highlight. And I've said it before, Jeff, make sure you bring your finest black attire, the nicest black shirt you've got. And get the funeral procession ready for the pinnacle.
It really looks like they're looking at a clean sweep of losses.
I think so, because Jason Vaughn is going to destroy drop dead Dale Wilde.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sexy Sarge O'Reilly is going to penetrate the very soul of Farmer Billy Hills when he breaks him in half, and that's a bold statement.
We can only hope,
because that boy's corn fed. You can tell. And then, of course, Brandon Barbwire, if you think you have a snowball's chance in hell against Austin Lane, the best of the best, from pillar to post.
And rope to rope. Yeah, see?
Why are you guys so bad at this? It's not hard.
I know, and I hate that I love that name so much, but I get him flipped, and I don't want to be Brandon because he can't say it at all.
What are you talking about? I just wanted you to finish it.
Oh, you want to try it again then?
No, I'm a consummate professional. You may do two takes, but me and Hunter Hendricks do one take, Brandon. Hunter sent me one take, just for the record.
And it was only a minute long. We didn't have to edit it.
And you are going to get your chance to watch all of these matches and see what happens to the pinnacle, see what happens to Brandon Barbwire and his quest for, I don't know, justification to this title, his quest for respect. That's happening this Saturday at the Osage Arena. Jesus, I'm tired. At the Osage Arena here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Tickets still available, I think. Yeah. Get them while you can, because this show is going to be hot. We're going to be there. Come talk to the Podzilla 1985 crew, watch some great wrestling, and buy some merch. But not Billy Hills. Yeah.
And I will say, the thing that I'm really excited about this show is because I wasn't able to go to the first show because I had to work.
Yeah.
But knowing that this is a show completely based around homegrown talent. You know, it was awesome being able to see Ricochet. Because that's a big name, but I mean.
And then at the first show, Trevor Murdoch was there signing autographs, which was really awesome.
But so this is the first show that's really kind of the CCW homegrown talent. And that's really cool to see. And
because these are the guys that are going to stick around, hopefully for long term.
Oh, yeah.
I hate complimenting the people I don't like, but right. I love watching Brandon Barbwire wrestle. I love seeing Billy Hills out there. I love all these guys. They work so hard and they're so good at what they do. I'm really excited to keep watching them in the future. I love Cape Championship Wrestling and I hope it continues to grow in success as the months and years goes by.
Yep.
Yep.
So we're all excited. We're going to be there this Saturday, Osage Arena. Make sure you're there. Come say hi. Take some pictures.
Bring cash.
Bring cash. Not just for us.
No, yeah.
We won't have merchandise there.
We won't. I mean, we will accept cash, but.
Yeah. We can also go to Patreon.
You can.
and support patreon.com/podzilla1995 is, I believe, what
I
it
believe
is.
So.
Yeah. You can support us and the things that we do here. If you like what we do, God willing, we'll
why
see.
Wait a minute. Why are you listening if you don't like what we do?
I mean,
good question.
We've done a lot of shows this week. Why are you listening?
I think we're up to like 350 shows almost.
Whoa.
This thing is a juggernaut. It's a juggernaot.
Yep. Yes, it is.
That's an X-Men villain.
Thank you. What? Did you just plug?
Villains?
Did you just plug Mr.
October
100?
October being Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man Villains Month?
Villains Month? To go along with Terrifying Tana Thursday? Well, October sounds like the best month in Godzilla 1985 history.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's not going to be a good month for Brandon because he's going to have to fight for the championship in that month more than likely.
He's going to have to be looking forward to losing to Austin Lane again.
Again.
At Cape Championship Wrestling.
What's the...
The death and return of Brandon Barbwire.
Oh, just the first part.
Just the death.
What's the over-under on how many hashtags he's going to say on Saturday? I'm going to go with 8.
I'm going to get him one of those one of those poop emojis. And when he loses this title, I'm going to give that to him and say, here you go. Take this instead. All right, guys, we're out of here. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you this Saturday at the Osage Arena for Cape Championship Wrestling. Have a great week and see you Saturday. Dalton, you want one last chance at redemption? And tell us who's going to win this weekend.
Oh, yeah, the big winner is going to be from Pillar Post.
Nope.
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 Already.
Good night, everybody.